The ad in question accused then-Justice Louis Butler of finding a loophole that led to the release of a sex offender when he worked as a defense attorney. But Gableman's attorney, Eric McLeod, says the ad only implied that and therefore didn't violate the state's judicial ethics code.
What they're trying to find is some false implication hidden at some point in the text of the ad that is not a necessary conclusion to reach.
McLeod says the state judicial commission, which brought the ethical charges against Gableman, are trying to censor political speech, which voters have a right to hear and is protected by the First Amendment.
Voters are smart enough to sort out the content of political ads and make wise choices at elections. That's what really is at issue in this case.
But an attorney for the Wisconsin Judicial Commission, James Alexander, says the ad does a disservice to voters and clearly violates the ethics code that forbids judicial candidates from knowingly making false statements.
Campaign statements made in judicial elections that make misrepresentations intentionally do great violence to the public's confidence in the integrity of the entire Wisconsin court system.
Chief Justice Shirley Abramson says the court faces a difficult task in deciding whether or not to reprimand a fellow justice. A decision is expected before the end of the year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.